details. Let me just grab John to apply that for me. Hang on here.
Thank you for holding. Is this Victor?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Hey, Victor. My name's John. I'm the director here at Local Splash. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing well. I'm doing well. It's been a busy day. Just helping people out, getting everything set up here. My representative, Tara, asked me to jump on the line with you. Said that you tried to set up your Google listing, but only wants to show in, like, the Oakland Hills area. And then it said Orinda Lafayette.
Yeah.
Not his. I don't know what she means by that. What's going on with your Google business profile?
I tried setting it up a few months ago.
Okay.
I took a video of my tools, my whatever.
Okay, you
had never got
verification. Okay.
Never got verified, and I have nowhere to appeal.
I know what's going on now. Okay, so, and you don't have a website or anything?
No, not yet.
Okay. And the address, they're saying it was the 7433 Mariposa Ave. That's accurate?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Let me see what we could do here. What's going on?
But also, the name is not Dominion Yard Service, but Dominion Brush Clearing. I want to make it more
specific.
That's
what's going
what
on. Yeah, they won't verify your listing because there's inaccurate listings. So, or they won't verify your Google business profile because there's discrepancies with your listings.
I don't think it's that because I waited for like a month. They didn't verify. And then I wanted to change it. So,
okay. I know the system's pretty sensitive when it comes to name, address, and phone numbers. That's the first thing we do on every account. We do a name, address, and phone number cleanup and audit for all listings across the internet. We want the business name to match up with the name, address, and phone number. Even if you have like another business with the same address, that'll also cause them to not verify a listing or suspend a listing even. So I won't actually know until we get into it. What I can tell you 100% is that we'll be able to get you Google verified. It's the first thing we do with every client. They have that badge and check mark when they're on the first page of the Google search results, that lets the customers know that this is a Google verified business. It's kind of our promise to the potential prospects that are searching. So even if you just try it for a month and then you leave later, you know, you'll have that Google verification done, and that's something you'll keep long term unless you relocate to another area or something happens.
Okay.
Make sense?
Okay. Okay. What are the prices?
For the Google Places placement for your service area, let me see, this is 40-mile radius, 15 keywords, website included. It looks like they were going to request a platinum package. So normally they want $499 month to month. I can reduce it to $299 on a month-to-month basis, though. I can get it down to just $299. It's about $50 over our wholesale on it, so we'll only get like $50 a month for hosting it. And then the website's included in that package. So you'll get, like, we'll purchase the domain, we'll do all the graphic design, content creation, and hosting, and we'll have that attached to your placement.
So what happens if I want to pause or stop?
Oh, you can cancel it any time. Oh, no, you can keep the website. They do ask you for $99 for the domain, because that's what it costs us to buy the domain off of Google for you, like on your behalf. So they'll ask you for that $99 back if you want to discontinue, but keep the site and keep that domain. But while you're using us, it's just $299 month to month. We're not charging anything for the site or the hosting.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense?
Okay, and this $299 would be every month?
Yeah, it's a reoccurring charge monthly to host you. We host you for 15 keywords throughout your service area, and you can hand select them. So there's ongoing optimization. We get a weekly update, and that's what's keeping you up there on the first page of the search results as we're implementing that algorithm. So that's what you pay for. And then, of course, there's also Facebook ads, too. So we create a Facebook business profile and actually run Facebook ads through it as a part of the package. And that just helps with, you know, having other online listings and making sure they're clear. Also, as a part of the name, address, and phone number audit, you know, you end up getting your listings cleaned up on Bing, Yelp, Yellow Pages, Thumbtack, and Amazon Alexa voice search results.
Yeah, I might be interested about doing this in, but not yet. Because I need a website, I need a Google listing, I need a few things.
That's what I'm telling you. We create it all for you. We create your Google business profile. We verify the Google business profile. Actually, we don't want to create a new one because if you already have one and you create a duplicate, it'll cause a discrepancy. But we'll get access to the one that you already have, and then we'll do the verification, and then we're going to build the .com too. That's a part of the service. If you wanted to buy your own domain, you know, and use your own domain, you could always do that too. But it's going to usually cost you more to get a DominionLandClearing.com or DominionBrushClearing.com than it would be to have us as a Google partner buy a domain from Google on your behalf. So even if you left us later and you wanted to keep it, it costs you $99, whereas if you try to buy it yourself, you know, you could be looking at $500 to $2,000 depending on what the situation is with the domains.
Well, if it's not taken, it's only, what, $10 a year?
No, it depends. Like, it depends who you're going through to, who's the current owner of that domain. So either the domains are going to be owned by either Google, GoDaddy, and sometimes Wix. Wix has a good amount of them too. And there's also some independent companies out there that just kind of go through the internet and buy up all these domains, and then they hold them until a business owner requests it, and then they'll have their own charge, whatever they want to charge it for it to release it. So it just depends. Like, sometimes you go through GoDaddy and you might request a domain name, but it might be like not your exact domain. It might be like citrusheightsdominionbrushclearing.net or godaddy.com/dominionbrushclearing.
The $99 is including the hosting or just the domain?
So the $99, you're only going to pay if you cancel our service and you want to keep the domain and the site. You'll still need a host, but you could just switch over to GoDaddy. But while you're using our services, because our services are based on the first page placement, that's the moneymaker at the end of the day. The website's not going to do you any good if you don't have the first page placement anyway, right? But while you're using our services and you're with us on the first page of Google, we're taking care of all the fees that have to do with your site. Like, we're buying the domain for you. We're providing hosting for you. I'm including that in your package. So you won't have to do that separately. The only time you'll ever have to do that is if you cancel your first page placement or you cancel your service with us. Then it's like, okay, $99, here's the domain, that's what it costs us to get it, and then you're going to need a host. We could provide hosting for you, or you can go get hosting through GoDaddy. But you're thinking worst case scenario, whereas I'm thinking best case scenario, and I'm going, okay, we have you on the first page of Google, you're getting calls regularly, you don't have to pay per lead or click or call like you would with your home advisor by Angie's List. Why would you cancel this? This is going to effectively save that service and bring in your customers for the next X amount of time. You know, I have clients that have been using this like 9 or 10 years consecutively, even though it's a month-to-month service.
Maybe.
Well, yeah, but obviously we're not going to make it to month two unless you're seeing results in month one, right? It's month to month, so I'm not telling you to sign a 6-month or a year contract.
What about pausing for the season, because when the rains come, my business totally dries up?
Yeah, we have seasonal holds in our service agreement. You could do up to 3 months on a seasonal hold before we'll request to reactivate your account. If you don't reactivate it within those 3 months for the seasonal hold, then the position becomes available for us to reach out to another competing company in the area and move forward.
Oh.
So we do give you first right of refusal
months.
On it. Yeah, so like if you stopped it in November or like the end of October, you know, then it'll run through all the way until like the end of January, and then we'll ask you to either renew it or, you know, we'll look somewhere else. They won't do multiple seasonal holds, but we try to take care of our guys. Like, I have guys that have called me where it's just like crazy things happen, you know. My wife got cancer, I'm not going to be working for the next couple of months, and we don't just like delete everything, you know. We work with them. We put them on hold. Like, we're human beings. It's not just a set it and forget it service. You know, we kind of prefer to keep working with people we already have pre-existing relationships with versus going out and starting a whole new relationship from scratch and trying to explain to people the value of working with us.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. Makes sense.
So, I mean, if I could approve that pricing structure, I mean, $299, you know, month to month, that's a pretty significant savings, saving you, you know, over $200 today and then $200 exactly every month moving forward on that rate. I mean, is that something you could see a value in giving us a shot so that way I can prove to you it's a lot better than what you're doing now with Home Advisor by Angie, who gets their leads from Google and is reselling them to you?
Really? That's what they do?
Yeah, yeah. If you just Google, like, brush clearing in your area, you'll see the top recommended guys where we're talking about listing you now. And then if you go a couple spots down, Home Advisor by Angie's, they're owned by the same company. They have a spot right there. They actually do this type of service, like, all over the U.S., but theirs is just an organic listing. And then if they get a lead in your area, they'll sell that information to you. That's basically what they text to your phone. And then they charge you a lead fee, but they text that lead to, like, three or four other guys on the list, and they charge all of you the lead fee, whether you get it or not. So basically, coming on board with us today is going to put you in position to market independently on that first page and have people call you directly without the lead fees, or dealing with your leads going to other people. It's just a lot better long-term when you have your own Google reviews and everything. Obviously, you know that. That's why you created your Google business profile to begin with. You just ran into some hiccups.
Yeah, yeah. Google is used by a lot of people.
It's been the most profitable way to market for the last 15 years, you know, especially when you're in a service-based industry. Like, nobody thinks for months on end, who am I going to hire for brush clearing, you know? It's like a problem that pops up, and then they just look up, like, brush clearing, excavating company near me. The top guys get the call. You know, they have reputation.
Yeah.
It's traceable back to them. They could verify their legitimate business, so the money usually goes to those guys. So all we're doing is vouching your credibility, establishing your online word-of-mouth chain, telling the community that you're top recommended, and we let you guys take it from there. We don't charge any, like, lead fees, click fees, call fees. We don't listen to the customer, tell the customer, oh, okay, so we think this is a $2,000 job, and then we call you and say, yeah, it's a $2,000 job. We're going to charge you $100 because we think it's worth $2,000. You know, we don't do that Home Advisor stuff. We just put you up there. We let the customers call you directly. There's no, like, lead fees, no, none of that stuff. We don't even talk to your clients.
So, I basically pay to be visible, not per per call or per click.
Exactly. Yeah, you pay to be top recommended because that's where 90% of customers are going to start and stop their search.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So it's not just being visible. I mean, looking you up by name, I mean, obviously that's a problem right now because your account or because your Google business profile, but that's like baby stuff. You know what I mean? The main point and the reason people sign up for our service is to show up for their services. So people who don't know about your business that are just looking for clearing, land clearing, excavation, you know, they're able to see you now as a top option with all your reviews and everything in your site.
Hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. What kind of website would you help me build? Like
a
professional?
Yeah, it's a my site, actually. It's called a custom website design. I can actually, here, let me show you. This will make a lot more sense to you if I could just show you. Do you get texting on this number that we're on? The cell phone?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. Let me send you first the pricing breakdown so you can see exactly everything you'd be getting. Okay, platinum. There you go. And then find a website example in here as well. Okay. They have an example one here. They're called My Sites. So they're custom website designs. Like, we buy the domain and then we have a graphic design team in-house that'll be able to fully customize it to exactly what you want. And then since we're hosting it for you too, any changes that you want to make as you go, you could still change it, right? Like sometimes websites are never really finished. They're like ever evolving, you know? Business owners like change things like, hey, I was running that promotion. I don't want to run that promotion anymore. I want to do this. And then we go in there and adjust it for them. So that's the major key in having a host.
So are you sure Angie's List takes it from Google?
100%. Yeah. There's actually
I signed them up with them recently. And they said it's paper lead.
Yeah.
And they promised to give me quality leads.
Yeah, but they get their leads from Google. So it's like basically somebody's doing a Google search. If you type on Google brush clearing, you'll see the Home Advisor by Angie's page up there. And it's underneath where we're talking about listing you now. And then if somebody clicks on that, which the only people who click on that really, I mean, they're going past the top recommended guys already. They must have already called one of those guys, and then maybe their price was too high or whatever. And then they call this Home Advisor listing. You know, they know Home Advisor tells the homeowner, like, we're going to have multiple trusted professionals contact you about your job to help you with this. And so they sell that lead to you and three or four other guys, and you're all competing for it, basically. You're, like, calling that homeowner, trying to convince them to go with you instead of the other people that might be calling them. And they're hearing you guys out. They're going to go with what's cheaper. Because in their mind, Home Advisor already told them you're all trusted professionals. So they're just like, okay, well, let's see. This guy quoted me 12. This guy quoted me 13. This guy quoted me 1,000. I'm going to go with 1,000, you know? And then they don't know that you guys are all paying these lead fees and stuff. So I sent you an article, or I'm sending you an article right now. It's from the Federal Trade Commission. You know what the Federal Trade Commission is?
Some kind of bureau that manages businesses.
Exactly, yeah. And Home Advisor has been charged with cheating businesses, including small businesses like yours, seeking leads for home improvement projects. It says it's been happening since 2014. The Angie affiliate has misrepresented the quality, the source of the leads, and the likelihood that they would result in actual jobs. And this has been an ongoing thing. I mean, people, they have new complaints just yesterday.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously I haven't seen the ones from today, but it's been ongoing since 2014. They used to be called Service Magic back in 2012 when I first started working here. And so I've worked with a lot of people who have used those paper lead services in the past. And they're just resellers. So it's like they put themselves on Google because they know not every business can get on the first page of Google unless there's a spot open, unless you get a call like we're doing right now with you. And so they'll go, okay, we'll buy up some space and get some of those leads. And then those people that can't get on the first page because there's no spot open, we're going to sell them the leads, tell them to sign up with us. And so what happens is maybe that lead cost them $10 or $5 to get off of Google in the grand scheme of things. But they're really like selling it for 30, 40, 50, and then they're selling it 4 or 5 times over. So that money that they invested just getting that information or that lead off of Google, you know, it multiplies like 10, 20 times over, you know. And so the business owners that are paying for these leads and then they don't get the job, obviously over time they get upset, you know. And that's what led to this, is like them reporting them getting lawyers, trying to get their money back, them denying them their money. It just, it's a bunch of messy situations. So that's why I was trying to explain to you, like, we don't do the pay-per-lead thing at all. Like, there is a pay-per-click campaign you could do on Google. But you don't want to do pay-per-lead just because it's like they're guaranteeing you something without guaranteeing you anything, you know? So we just put you up there. We let the customers call you directly. There's no, like, middleman. We don't talk to your customers. We don't sell you leads. We don't charge you for leads to where you're going to be like, hey, they just charged me for this lead. Like, our services are just about placing you on the first page. And then obviously you're going to get jobs that come with that. It's been the most profitable way, but there's no way to tell like how many you're going to get. You know what I mean? I'd have to be God. Like, I don't know. Anybody that tries to tell you they know, or, hey, I guarantee you, you're going to get this many. Like, they're just lying to you to try to sell you their services. At the end of the day, we can't, we don't, We don't know. We just put you up there and we let the customers call you. And then there is a tracking system so we could show you what you've gotten throughout the month, you know, and what you've gotten from being up there. But we can't tell you before that happens. You know, we can't predict the future on what you're going to receive. So hopefully that provides a lot of clarity and transparency. And obviously, you know, I hope it does.
So, yeah, I might cancel with Angie. It's us too. I mean, I see the article you sent me.
Yeah, there's other ones too. If you look up FTC versus HomeAdvisor, there's a lot of them. I mean, it's been an ongoing thing for years. That's just the first one that popped up when I did the search. But there's a lot of different ones. Last year, they were ordered to pay back like $7 million a month to people who reported them for fraud to the FTC. So it was wild. They ended up paying back like almost or more than $80 million throughout the course of the year last year. But they weren't giving anybody that money back until it got to that point, you know? So they were just keeping them, or they would tell people like, hey, we'll give you a lead credit. You know, it was a sticky situation. So I don't want to make the whole call about, you know, bashing them.
Let's move on. So
okay.
I have a question about what do you mean by first page?
It's Google
when
Play.
People search on Google.
Mm-hmm.
Google,
you see that map? Are you on Google?
Yeah.
So you see the three guys that show up next to the map if you look up land clearing or brush clearing?
I'm trying just electrician just to see like.
Oh
like,
yeah,
what's,
okay,
what's
that
stuff.
Works too. Yeah, we do electricians, we do everything. So you'll be one of those guys for your keywords, and you get to pick the keywords. So like you typed in electrician, mm-hmm. brush clearing will be one of your keywords, land clearing, excavation. You know, we interview you, so that way we're only listing you for the right ones, right? But yeah, mm-hmm. you'll be one of those guys. So every one of those guys that's up there, like those top recommended guys next to the map there, or even if they're doing like one of the pay-per-click campaigns, they're getting it hosted. Well, pay-per-click you could do on your own, so I shouldn't say that. But anybody next to that map there, any of those electricians you're looking at, is working with a Google partner. So it either it be our company or one of the other Google partners. There's five of us.
So I see... I put electrician in Citrus Heights, California. That's where I live. And I see results. And I see a business, AAA Electrical Services, and it has Google guaranteed above it.
Yeah. I wouldn't be able to put you there right now because you're not licensed, right?
Well, this doesn't need licensing.
Oh, it's not required to do brush clearing in California?
No, it's kind of like gardening. You don't
okay,
need...
Let me double check, because I know even landscapers sometimes, but let me see. Is license required?
Like gardeners, they don't need certification. They just need a, you know, tax license. So.
Oh, yeah. Vegetation clearing in excess of fire district requirements may require permits from the California Department of Fish and Wildlife. That's vegetation clearing. Land clearing, if it's under land clearing, it's going to need a... Yeah, Department of Consumer Affairs, Contractor State License Board. Where is it?
Okay, so I see when I scroll down,
mm-hmm.
then there's first is the sponsored section, and then it says show more, there's another one, and then it says businesses next to the map. Is that where I would be?
Yeah, you'd be one of those top recommended guys there on the first page. So for Google Guarantee, it is different though. So they do a $250 application fee. They'll send you an application for background screening, and then that one's pay per lead. It does look like for certain land clearing work, they're going to ask for a C-12, some kind of a license for land clearing. But, you know, again, if we're doing Google Places, that's not an issue. The Google Guarantee, before we could put you there, I have to make sure that you will pass that. Like, I wouldn't even send you an application or try to sign you up unless I'm 100% positive that you're going to pass it. You know what I mean? I don't want a guy paying us $250 for an application and then we find out later that they're not going to accept them because they don't have this C-12 licensing that it's asking for.
Okay.
Okay. So Google Places, you don't need that, though. Google Places, you just have to qualify by the by our metrics, and we've already put you on that list. That's why we're calling you in the first place. So there's no problems with that. I can do your Google verification. Google verification for your Google business profile is a lot different than Google Guarantee because Google Guarantee gives all the customers like $2,000 insurance for the lifetime of their job. So Google's even like backing those people, saying like, hey, if something goes wrong, we'll cover it for up to $2,000, you know? And so that, and the reason they're willing to give that is because they do a really extensive vetting. Like they get your social, they do a background screening on you. Like it goes through Google. It's kind of a headache, but yeah. Maybe that's something we could grow you into, though. Like if you do get all the paperwork, and then they usually want your Google business profile already verified, you're already established locally, you have at least 5 reviews on your Google business profile. So there's a couple of loops that we'll have to jump through, but we can get you there. I'm pretty sure like if we fast forward a month or two down the line, you'll already be qualified for that, and that's something we could talk about doing in the future. Right now, This one's just $299 month to month for this Google Places placement.
Okay, I see.
And then you saw the website examples too, right?
Yeah, they look nice.
Yeah, they're really nice. They're fully customizable. I mean, we could do anything with it. So whatever you're envisioning, you know, you'll sit down with a graphic designer and we'll pick your brain and we'll make sure it looks how you want it to look. And then, like I said, the hosting's also included in the service. So any changes you want to make, it's just a phone call.
Okay.
So you said that it was supposed to be under Dominion brush clearing or land clearing? Because I'm still seeing brush clearing. Okay.
Yeah, brush clearing.
Okay. I just wanted to make sure. I know you said there was a discrepancy with the name, but we have Dominion Brush Clearing, but it's all one word, Dominion Brush. Did you do that on purpose?
No. Dominion.
It should be all separated? Yeah, okay.
Let me think.
You're not an LLC or incorporated at all?
Not yet.
Okay. Let me update. All right. Yeah, so, I mean, in order to proceed forward with creating everything, getting it set up, I would obviously need your go-ahead that you want to commit to it for at least the next 30 days, and then I will create your account. We'll submit the I'll send you the form for Google verification. We'll also bypass the PIN verification. And so once you fill out that form, if Google won't just approve it like that, they're right across the street from us here. As I mentioned earlier, I have a rep across the street. We can 3-way call and verify your listing over the phone. So there won't be anything that'll stop us from completing your verification. And then we'll schedule a client interview for tomorrow. And the client interview, they'll do all the fine tuning. So we'll purchase your domain. We'll get a general idea on how you want the website to look. And then we'll interview you. So we'll go over like all the services you offer and the service area you cover. That way we're listing you properly and the leads that are coming in are qualified.
Sounds good. Let's do it.
All right. That call usually takes like 30 to 45 minutes, but we asked for an hour window. What would be the best time tomorrow for the client interview?
Thursday.
It's the 9th. Thursday the 9th.
Probably in the morning. Any time actually works. Anything after 8 a.m.
Okay. How about 9 to 10?
Sure.
Okay, that works out perfectly for us, too. So it's going to be a separate representative from our company that's going to contact you, but they'll identify right away. They'll say, hey, we're calling with Local Splash in regards to your client interview, and they'll walk you through it. I'm also going to send you a calendar invitation to your email, and then we'll text you 1 hour before the appointment just as a reminder or like a heads up. It's like an automated message. What's your business email address where I could send this? And then I'm also going to send you the receipt and the outline of the agreement in writing, too.
It's DominionBrushClearing@gmail.com.
DominionBrushClearing@gmail.com. Okay. What's your last name, Victor?
Choban. Choban.
Okay. And you're the sole owner?
Oh. Yeah. The first name is with a K. V-I-K-T-R.
Oh, I like that. I love K's. My mom was Christy with a K, and my son is Kyrie with a K.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, nice. We call him KJ. I like K's. I don't know why. It's weird.
Yeah, it's more precise, I guess.
Yeah, it's just a little different.
More sharp.
You know? I don't like the C's, but you have it in your last name, though, so there you go. all right, and then for that PIN verification letter you originally requested, they had that Mariposa Avenue address. There's no change to that address, right? It's still the 7433?
Yeah, that's where I live, yeah.
Okay. You want me to hide this online?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. I'll have it hidden from all online listings. And did you ever create a Facebook business page?
I did.
You did?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. We're not going to want to duplicate any online listings, so we'll ask for access to that Facebook business page, just to give you a heads up. I won't do it right now, but during the client interview tomorrow, they'll ask you for access to it so they can run the ads.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay. And then let me go in, send you this calendar invitation. And then how do you want your hours of operation for the business listed online?
8 a.m. to 6 p.m.
Okay.
6 days a week.
Monday through Saturday?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, Saturday maybe until 5.
Okay, so 8 to 6, Monday through Friday, Saturday 8 to 5?
Yeah.
Okay, gotcha. Sunday closed?
Yeah.
All right, we're looking good. And then you can accept cash, check, and card from your customers?
Not yet card.
Okay, no card.
I haven't gotten that yet.
No problem. Yeah, sometimes the cards, it's a headache because it just depends on, like, the bank. They'll, like, run your credit, and then sometimes they charge you 2%. Sometimes they want to charge you, like, 6%, you know? So.
Yeah, for now I just want to stay away with because...
Yeah. We can do cash and check.
Yeah,
but if you do add it, let me know, because I could put on the account that you accept cards, and then I could also put, like, a little note next to it, like, additional fees may apply. So that way, if they do choose to go that route, you could charge them the difference that the bank's charging
okay.
you instead of it coming out of your pocket. Okay.
Thank you.
Save. No problem. I'm going to send you my direct number and extension. I'll be your account lead. There's going to be a team that's going to help me with fulfillment, right? So I'm not the only guy that you're going to speak to from our company, but if you want something done quickly, you know, I'd be your guy.
Okay.
All right. Let me send that. And then you don't have a logo established yet?
I have a tentative one.
Okay. It's just not completed, or maybe you want to make some changes to it?
Yeah, I just put something together for now.
Okay. Well, send me what you have. And then if you have any, like, before and after shots, send those in, too, to that email address I just texted you. It's photos@localsplash.com. And we'll use those for the website and the Google business profile, the Facebook page, you know, all the online listings. We want to kind of brand you and show people what you can do.
Okay.
Okay. And then... So we're looking good. I got the business profile set up here. Now it's just confirm client interview. Okay, they already accepted your client interview for tomorrow at 9. Okay, hidden address. Let me just triple check everything. And this phone number we're on is the best phone number for us and your customers?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, let me update. All right, we're looking good. Try to figure out what happens with this dang Google business profile. I got to get in there in order to see the exact reason why they didn't push your verification through. But, you know, sometimes when you're just not running any ads, like they don't see you doing Google ads or Google places with a partner, they just kind of sandbag it. Like they don't really care, you know. They just kind of like, it's not like they're running a promotion or anything where it's going to be seen by people. So they don't really jump on those ones, but... Like I said, we'll get it done. I'm going to send you your Google verification form right now.
Okay.
Okay. I'm going to email and text it over so that way you have it. Both platforms. And this one's pretty easy. You can just click on the link and then where it says like upload file, you can just tap on it, snap a picture of what it's requesting. If you don't have it, don't worry. Just go to the next one. I'm already putting some notes in here that, you know, if they won't verify it based on submitting this form, that we'll just do the three-way call. But I still need you to send in what you do have, okay?
Where is this?
There's a link that'll come through. Hold on, let me see.
Text?
Yeah, it'll be text and email. I sent it to both.
Okay.
But it's not showing like it was received yet from the text message portion. We might have to just wait a second. Yeah, so it'll start out with our company name. It'll say Local Splash, and then it'll say Victor. To get your Google Business Profile verified, Google may require additional information to proceed further. And then it says, please reply to the email we just sent or fill out the form here. And there's a link there in the text messages. It'll say url.localsplash.com/Google.
Okay, I have pictures on my phone. Should I do it in the phone?
No, you could take your time with this one. Sometimes it takes my guys like 2 days to get it in. That's okay. So you don't have to rush that. But there is a subscription terms. I'm going to text you an outline of the agreement when we process the payment here. And then obviously you want to make sure that one's signed before the client interview tomorrow at 9. So in terms of securing your first month's payment of the $299, how did you want to do that?
Credit card.
Okay. Now, is this under your name, the business name, or both?
What do you mean, the card?
Yeah. Does it have the business name on it, too?
No, just my name.
Okay. That's why I want to make sure I send the receipt properly so that way you could write it off. Need all the write-offs you can get when you're in California, man, let me tell you.
Yeah.
All right. Is there any middle initial on the card?
I do have a question. I have...
Okay.
Because I'm setting up the business name,
mm-hmm.
I started with through LegalZoom to get the doing business as
trademark. Yeah, Dominion Brush Clearing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I started the process. I sent the stuff to Alameda County, but it hasn't been confirmed yet.
Okay.
Is that a problem?
No. That's not a problem at all. If you do run into an issue, though, and they say, like, oh, somebody has it or they already trademarked it and you can't use it, then we just got to swap it out. But that's not a problem. Like, we have access to all your listings, and we're creating a lot of them for you anyway. So it's just a matter of us going in there and making the change for you. It's easier for us, and it's less work for us if you already have it. But, I mean, it's not that big of a deal. You know, we just go into the account.
That's one thing that's required here to Local Splash to mm-hmm. show business registration some sort.
Oh, so what does your current registration say? Or you don't have any?
I don't have any registration. I just applied for Oakland tax. You know, kind of you prepay based on your assessment of what the year is going to be like.
Okay. I appreciate you telling me this because I didn't know that. But that's, again, not a problem. I'm going to push it through. I've just got to notate the account a little differently here. Like I said, send in what you do have. More than likely, Victor, what's going to happen is we're going to have to do that three-way call. It tells you right at the bottom of the form that you have – there's a little box that you check that says that you're okay with us doing the three-way call with the Google representative to verify you over the phone. And you just want to make sure you put yes to that one. And then send in what you do have, okay? And then obviously as that comes in, you know, keep me in the loop. I would like to update that on the profile.
Okay.
Yeah, we want to make sure any paperwork or, like, things that you have that add legitimacy to your business is readily available to potential prospects. It could be a deciding factor of them hiring you or not, you know?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, obviously, right now, it's not going to stop us from putting you up there. I've even listed guys with, like, no license but with the intention of getting the license or they're in the process of getting their license. and Google will allow it, but they also tell us, like, we recommend that you still get it. Proceed with caution, you know what I mean? So it's one of those things. All right. And then let me go back to billing here. So you said there was no middle initial on the card?
There is. It's a V.
V, okay. Victor V, Choban. And then is the middle, or is the billing address the same as the street address that we're sending the Google PIN verification letter, or where it was sent already?
Yeah, same address.
Okay. All right. So on the front of that card, there are 16 digits. If you could read it 4 digits at a time from left to right, and then I'll repeat it back to you for quality assurance.
Okay. Let's see. Let me just double check that this is that you're from Google.
We're from Local Splash. Local Splash.
Local Splash.
Yes, Local Splash. So remember, I sent you this stuff earlier, like the pricing page, and it has our badge on there, and it says Premier Google Partner. We're the highest rated Google Partner, and the badge is like live linked to google.com/partners. We're partnered with Google. Like, we're in Fountain Valley, they're in Irvine. I get my certifications from that Google, but we're not Google.
I see.
You know that, right? I mean, I hope we haven't been going over this the whole time. You think that I'm at the Google headquarters. We're across the street from them. We're a Google partner company. We're partnered with Google. Google won't actually do these Google Places placements. That's what we do. When the spots open up, they just give us the list of the guys that they feel qualify, and then my reps will call down the qualified candidates until we find somebody to fill the spot. And that's what we're talking about doing right now. If we fill this position, you get that placement for your service area, and then we're going to close it out. We won't be able to work with anybody else that's in that land clearing category. So you get your own Google Places placement. Does that make sense? But it's not just Google Places. It's the platinum bundle that I put you on. So now you're getting, like, first page placement on Google. That's the main product, right? But there's Bing, you know, there's Yelp, Yellow Pages, Amazon Alexa voice search results. We're also running Facebook ads for you, like I said, and then building that custom website design. So for the $299 pricing structure, it's a discounted pricing structure. The package that I originally, or the package that I have you on, the original pricing is normally $599. It's the one that says platinum there at the bottom of the pricing page. So I cut your pricing in half, and then I locked you in at that discounted rate for as long as you're with us.
Okay.
Yeah. You're in good hands. We've been around for 20 years. So we're not like a new company by any means. We're just a smaller company. Like the people that here, we're not smaller either. I mean, we've got 400 people that work here, but we're smaller than Google. It's just the people that we work with, we don't, like, promote ourselves because we have to call you guys anyway. So it's like we don't usually have people calling us to be on the first page because then we're just telling them, oh, we don't have a listing available for your area. For we'll call you when we do, you know.
Yeah.
Okay. So hopefully that adds peace of mind there.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I didn't want you thinking we are Google, because we can't say that. Like, our calls are recorded by them. So if I tell you we're Google, like, that's like a red flag. Like, I can get in a lot of trouble for that. Like, we don't lie to you guys to get your business.
Okay, so platinum?
Yep, the one that says platinum. It has a little ribbon around it that says most popular. It's normally $599 with a $299 setup fee. What I did is I reduced them. The monthly cost down to just $299, which is like our lowest package pricing structure. That's usually just the essential when you're just doing like the Google placement. And then I waived all setup fees on it for you too. So you don't have to pay any of the setup fee. So you're still getting all those bells and whistles. Like, I'm not cutting any corners, right? But your pricing structure is just going to change to $299, and then I locked you in at that rate. So it's not going to go back up later. It'll actually stay that way for as long as you're with us. Unless you, like, buy one of our other services later, like the Google Guarantee Program or something like that. But obviously we'll cross that bridge when we get there. My goal right now is just to get you as many, you know, bells and whistles as we can to help you be successful with it and earn your business. Try to put us in a position to work together long term, even though it's month to month. And then, of course, down the line, if you want to add some of those other things, we can have those conversations. But I think with this would be more than enough. There's no reason for you to really do Google Guarantee or Google Ads right now, to be honest.
Mm-hmm.
You see that platinum bundle? So I'm going to send you everything in writing right now, too. Like, while I have you on the phone, you'll get an invoice receipt and then the outline of the agreement in writing, and you have to sign off on it. But it's going to have outlined, like, everything that we're doing for you, all the products and features, that discounted pricing structure, the billing date, the cancellation policy, which is you can cancel at any time. There's no cancellation fees or penalties or anything like that. And then it asks you to sign off on it to agree to the subscription terms.
Okay.
I want you to be comfortable. That's the point. So if you have questions, definitely bounce them off of me. I'm also going to walk you through a voice verification here, too, before I process your payment.
Okay, so you guys work with Google?
Correct. Correct. We're partnered with Google. We're the highest-rated Google partner, actually, in the country. So, because we've been in business since 2004. So, like, I have Google certification myself, but I shouldn't be telling you we're calling you from Google. We're calling you from one of Google's partners. Local Splash is our company name.
Mm-hmm.
Google will never call you, Victor. I promise you. It'll never happen. Anybody that ever tells you that they're calling from Google, their pants are on fire. Just hang up on them. It won't happen. Google doesn't call the general public. That's what they have the Google partners for.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Fine. How soon can we help? Can we lift this?
We start working on everything right away. So I sent you the verification form there. We need you to send that in. There's a the PIN. We're going to try to bypass the PIN, but we send the PIN anyway. That comes in the mail. Usually takes about 5 to 7 days to get. We're just going to send that just in case, because I don't know the exact reason why your Google Business profile is having issues until we actually get into it, getting into the service. And then we have to build your website, right? So the rough draft for your site, I mean, that's going to take about 3 to 5 days just to get the initial draft up. But we get a lot of ideas from that during the client interview that we have scheduled for tomorrow at 9. And then, obviously, we'll fine-tune the site until it looks how you want it to look. So, you know, there's going to be a different timeline for each thing, you know. Like the Facebook ads, that usually takes, you know, 3 to 5 days from sign-up to get that up and running. You can start getting some traffic from that. The Google Places placement, we say allow up to 2 weeks for the Google Places placement. But... you know, we ask all of our clients in the fine print, we ask you guys to give it a shot for at least 2 months. Even though it's not like a contract, it's a verbal commitment where we ask you to give it at least 2 months when you first sign up, especially when we're starting your profile from scratch. But that's not binding, so it's not like you have to use it for 2 months. We just want you to. So that way we have enough time to show you, like, good return on investment. But it's not going to be hard to show you good return on investment, Victor. I mean, the kind of work that you do, I mean, first job we get you, you should be able to see pretty significant return, like 3 to 4 times the monthly cost at the $299 rate. I know guys who are able to do it each month at $599. So if I'm getting you all the same bells and whistles and the same service, but for half the rate, you know, that should put us in position to work together long term.
I see people complaining here that they can't get out. Once they get in, there's an early cancellation fee.
No early termination. That's not the case. So, well, with you, you know, I don't know what the specifics were with them. Sometimes people sign up for a year, like they do the year prepay, because we have like a year prepay option that you could do. It's $2,800 for the year. So that's different. That will have like early termination on it for sure. But you're on a true month-to-month campaign, so we're basically just trying each other out 1 month at a time at $299 for the platinum bundle. So you could discontinue, cancel at any time. There's no cancellation fees, anything like that. Accumulative across the internet, we have no unresolved complaints at all over 20 years in business, and there's various different platforms out there, like Glassdoor, BirdEye, Google. You know, there's about over 5,000 the last time I checked, with all of them accumulated. If you combine them all together. I know Google's like 4.2. There's like 1,200 on BirdEye or Glassdoor. But if you combine them all together, it's 4.6 out of 5 for 20 years experience and over 5,000 customers that wrote reviews. We've actually worked with over 10,000 clients in our 20 years. So you're in good hands. I mean, you're in as good of hands as you can get. But again, you have to be transparent, and that's what I'm trying to do with you. That's why I'm going over everything so much and talking so much. Because it's like a short window, but I want you to understand like everything that we're bringing to the table for your business. And according to Google, it's usually the educated clients that, well, the ones that we educate, that are usually the ones that are happiest with the service because they know exactly the value of what we're bringing to their company, and that way they don't have to justify the expense every month, you know. So for you, if I were to just kind of simplify the whole conversation, it's like we're putting your business on the first page of Google, first page of Bing, running a Facebook ad for you, doing Amazon Alexa search results, Yelp and Yellow Pages. We'll verify your Google listing for you, you know, build the .com. I mean, those would be the main things, and those are all going to bring value. Like, you can get leads from all of those platforms that I mentioned. 90% of your calls are going to come from Google. That's just what everybody uses. You won't have to pay per lead or click or call for any of the leads generated from any of those platforms. I could go on and on. I mean, it's good.
You work like, with Yelp? With Yelp as well?
Yeah, we list our clients to Yelp. But if you already have Yelp, we don't duplicate the listing. We'll just create a new one and then submit it.
I have Yelp account there.
Yeah. I'm not huge fan of Yelp, you know. I have some clients that actually opt out of that feature because Yelp's gotten in trouble too with doing some things where like they hold your good reviews hostage and they charge you for them, like if you want to have them posted, so. I'm not a huge fan of Yelp, but I do use Yelp to like look up reviews on like food, like restaurants and airliners. Like when I'm going to fly, I do have the Yelp app and I kind of use that to kind of look inside the planes or get an idea of what people are saying or the bad side of it. You know, at the end of the day, the plane's going to get me where I need to go, but I want to know like, hey, what's going to happen along the way. So then I go on Yelp, you know? So I wouldn't say it's a bad service. You could get clients from there too, but the main benefit in all of this is that first page placement on Google. Like you can build your website, you can put yourself on Yelp, you can put yourself on Facebook and do Facebook ads and all these things, but none of it's going to compare to the results that you'll see from being on that first page of Google. And that's why HomeAdvisor and a lot of those other lead gens use Google. You know, even Yelp is subscribed to Google. You know, there's a big difference between a directory and a search engine. And Google's the number one search engine in the world, which means that that's going to get more eyes on your business than anything.
Okay. Okay. Sounds good.
Feel good?
Can I sleep on it? Can I say or start this tomorrow at 9 whenever I have this call?
The Google Places placements are based on availability. So the only time I can actually put you up there is when we have a position available. And that's why we were reaching out to you today. It's because we have the spot available. But once we fill that, then I don't really have much to offer you other than, you know, like I said, Facebook or those things aren't going to really compare. That's our main product. So, what's holding you back? Why the sudden change of heart?
Well, because I signed up with Angie.
Yeah.
Last week, and I haven't set up their account yet. I want to see if I can get out without penalties.
Oh, so Angie, I get what you're saying. So you invested money into that pay-per-lead service, but you haven't actually started it yet. So wait, you mean to tell me, like, all the stuff that I was talking to you about, you haven't even experienced any of that yet?
No, I just had the, I still have Yelp, ad campaign.
Yeah, but it says you're on HomeAdvisor by Angie's already. Like, you have a profile on there. I can see it. I'm looking at it.
Well, I didn't set it up. Maybe they did. They started something.
But they haven't, you haven't sent any leads or charged you any lead fees or anything yet?
Not yet. I just got set up. I got a background check.
Yeah.
I haven't gotten anything yet.
Okay. Well, I know for sure you'll be able to get out of that then, especially because in the article that I sent you earlier, like with all the FTC stuff.
Yeah.
Sorry to tell you all that stuff. I feel so bad now because you just signed up for that, and then now it's like, that's crappy. Okay, anyway, there's a section in there where you can report them, you know, if they're saying that they won't reimburse you, and then you can go through that way. Almost every guy that's reported them through FTC was a part of that refund that was issued or that they were required to issue last year in those articles that I sent you. So you can get out of it. You could also go to your bank and stop all marketing transactions. I mean, they try to tell you like, oh, you signed up for the year, but the year payment is just for their directory, you know? You don't have to pay for their leads moving forward. And if you're only like a couple days into it, then you could also get reimbursed for your yearly cost if that's not the route you want to go. I guess what I'm trying to say though, Victor, is like, Home Advisor is always going to be there for you if you decide you want to buy leads, you know? You could always turn around and sign up for that tomorrow or cancel it tomorrow. The first page placement on Google is different, you know? We can only put you up there if there's a spot available in your industry and your service area that you cover. If we don't have that availability, then we can't do this, you know? And the last time we had a spot available for this service area was 11 months ago, so... I would recommend, you know, giving us a shot. Let us show you what we can do. I'm sure you won't want to do Home Advisor anyway still. But if you did, you could always go back to Home Advisor. I mean, if your money's green, they'll take it. If you're an 18-year-old kid fresh out of high school and want to buy leads, Home Advisor will sell them to you.
Well, in this industry, it's pretty small. Like, it's niche. I see Brush Pros is the only major company.
Yeah, even more of a reason to want to get on Google. You got to remember, Home Advisor is using Google to get the leads that they sell, and so that means any lead that you're buying from them is also being sold to those guys on their system. If we list you independently on the first page of Google, you have your own reviews, your own website. People can call you directly as a live call. You don't have to pay per lead or click or call. So you don't have all those additional charges for every person that you talk to either. So it's actually a good thing that there's not a bunch of business owners on that, because that means there's going to be a bunch of guys that are paying for leads that are saturated and they don't understand what they're getting into because they're probably just starting up their business. They don't know better yet. The guys that have been around for a while, they're not going to use that. You know, they know better than to buy leads. It's almost like buying scratchers at a gas station, you know. You pay the $20-$30 and then you scratch it off and see if you win a job or not.
I want to see Brush Pros and Eagle Tree Service.
On Home Advisor?
Yeah. On Google, when you say Brush Pros in Oakland, California?
Yeah, you notice when you look up electricians, there was three. But when you look up brush clearing, there's two. It's because we have a position available to place a business. That would be you, sir. that's what this whole call has been about. So we have an opening for your service area and industry.
That's fine.
And then, you know, I sent you the website example. We're going to build your site. So I can understand if you're, like, second-guessing it because we don't have a 5-star out of 5-star reviews online. I could get that. But of the clients that have complained and all the clients that we've serviced, over 20 years, it's less than 1% of people that have written a negative review. So that's 99% of them are usually happy doing Google advertising and then us hosting it for them so that they don't have to focus on hopping on a computer, figuring out their website, doing any of this stuff. They could just focus on the clients that are coming in and getting good reviews for their business.
Okay, well... Let's go ahead.
You're going to love it. You're going to love it. I'm telling you, I have no doubt. And then I'm still here with you too, moving forward. So if you have questions, comments, concerns, I'm your account lead. And like I said, there's going to be an account management team that'll help me with fulfillment. We'll walk you through it every step of the way and make sure it's working for you. So, let me go back to your billing here. Okay. So did you say it was a Visa, MasterCard, Discover, or American Express?
Visa.
Okay. I know it's Victor.